Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We are back. So we are going to chime in to kind of where we kind of had some technical difficulties. And we're okay. We all right to have those. We're just grateful that Anthony's here to work it out. Okay. Thank you so much, Anthony, for being here. That we will just kind of merge back and pick up where we left off. And I am just really realizing that the enemy does not want this word to go out, but it's going to go out, okay? Because, you know, this is our assignment for the day, and we are going to perfect this assignment, mm-hmm. and we're going to do it together,
yes.
okay? Because there's power in numbers. One for the thousand flight, and two, Anthony, I, we put 10,000. So, over the airwaves, we just want to slay that.
Okay.
We're going to slay that and shut it all the way down and just continue in a place of, you know, for people to know the difference between being slain versus being slayed. Don't know how much of, because we just kind of kept rolling with it, and now we're going to try to pick up. So we'll just kind of go back over the definitions of slain. And slay. And when you're slain in the spirit, it is a movement of the Holy Spirit upon a person with such power that they fall to the ground, completely overcome by the presence of the Spirit. And that's amazing. You have no control over that. I mean, none. And being slayed means to kill a person or an animal in a violent way, to kill, murder, or to put to death, to cut down to pieces, to butcher, slaughter, and massacre. And for those that didn't hear earlier, as I was reading that in the study of it, one particular person came to mind to me, which was Charles Manson.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, where he slayed those people, you know, mm-hmm. cut them up and... all of that. He did all of that, you know?
Followers.
Yeah, well, and not only him, but he had other people doing that, you know, because that's where you say, girl, we slayed. We've been slayed. Yeah. So that's the formal meaning, because it's a formal meaning of slayed, and it's an informal meaning of it. So that's the formal portion, which is even greater than the informal, and the informal is to entertain or to greatly impress. But, ma'am, you can do that without,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually saying that you're slain. You can just be all you can be and just walk it out and be beautiful and confident and all those great things. And just knowing, because I really don't think a lot of people really know the depth of the word slay or slayed or slaying, okay? And none of it's good. None of it.
Yeah. And when you go to the word, and for me, that takes precedence over everything. Yeah. What does God say about that?
Yeah.
And I don't see where anywhere it has anything humorous or entertaining or about that.
Yeah.
And so we talk about being careful about the things that we say because the words that we speak are seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful that while we are out there speaking that, the enemy now has a gateway in which to, so in what area of your life will he murder, will he kill?
Yeah.
And because if you read his history and what he's all about is kill, diddling, and destroying. So we're walking around giving him the authority to do that, and a lot of just like, oh girl, you know what, you know that word, and for some reason I just couldn't get with it. I mean, it was like I hear it, you know, being industry, of course, you know, they make reference to that in the clothes that you wear, or if you are on the runway, or you know,
that's right.
That you have you know, slay this, slay that, and so forth. Now, and I get it, you know, a lot of times we have double meaning in the things that we say, but now, especially now, this day, in these times, you know, I've always been a person of cautious about the things I say anyway, and learning and understanding why I was created that way anyway. Right. So when you go to the Word and have the understanding that, wait a minute, now definitely I will not use that word pertaining to anything in my life concerning the things that I create and or, you know, what I put upon someone, you know, because those garments that he has given me are anointed to be a blessing to whatever it is that he has designed it to be, and in no way do I want it to do any hurt, harm, or to, you know what I'm saying? You know, so.
Wow. But that's true, though. You know, you were talking about that. That's one of the things I wanted to really get into the depth of how, with you being in the fashion industry and me being in the hair industry, and they go hand in hand, that is all you hear all day long. Oh, my gosh. And I think that I've even written that. Okay, not maybe not have said it, but written it. And then I'm like, what? That didn't even feel right coming off of me. So I just began to start really researching that and really thinking about that in the spirit and talking to the Lord about it. And after our encounter this week, the Lord said, now is the time that you have to put that out there. And some people are not going to like it because, as we were talking about earlier, before we went off the air, and we're back on, that it's such a controversy.
It really is.
Yeah, it's controversial. It's argumentative. People will argue you down about, you know, well, they don't mean that, but because they're looking at that informal portion.
Right.
To where, and it's so small, that formal portion, and the formal portion of it is so huge. And so horrible till it definitely outweighs the informal, you know, about being a funny or pretty or
entertaining.
Yeah, you know, it's other ways to do that and know that you can represent this industry and be just absolutely beautiful. Be beautiful, you know, and be confident, you know, that's that virtuous woman, okay? You know, you can be all of that, but, you know, I just encourage everyone to just really know the difference and know what you're putting out there. And you may not mean anything by that, but beauty and entertaining and all of that, but it's so informal. You know, and it's just the trick of the enemy.
He will have you saying and doing things because, for the most part, people just mimic or repeat the things that they don't study. Like, say, you're supposed to study to have a clear and understanding of what it is that you're doing, speaking, whatever.
That's right.
Find that out.
That's
I mean, just don't say whatever. Just, I mean, understand what it is that you're saying. Be clear.
That's it.
Because, you know, the enemy knows that you have the authority and power in this earth realm, and you give place to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you give place to him. Oh, hey, well, I can slay this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Go and speak. Keep speaking.
Yeah.
Keep speaking.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to kill all of this,
yeah,
and I'm going to do all of that, you know, whatever that is. So I'm just saying.
And I just think that people do that because they really don't know the depth of that.
They don't.
You know, and I think if they really knew, they wouldn't do that, you know. And that's what, you know, the Lord is going to use us today for, and we're just going to be a vessel and just bringing awareness. That is all we're doing. So feel free to call us to call in at our 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247, because we really would like to, you know, converse about that and just to know what people's thoughts, ideas, and suggestions are, because, you know, we don't know everything. We're just here representing, you know, and we, you know, of course, we love being slain in the spirit, but slayed in it, no ma'am.
Yeah.
No. And slay and slaying? No.
No.
We just, you know, especially getting into the meat of that, you know, and learning it and knowing that we could, you know, a lot of times the enemy could just blow a wind on us and make us feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just like, oh, my gosh. And you got to know that he's an imitator.
Yes.
But like you were saying, Anthony, he is here to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the true representation of being slaved
yeah.
means,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even if you're doing it to someone else.
Right.
You know, but in this setting, and especially in the fashion, because that's what's mainly used.
Yeah.
I mean, people are walking
yeah.
around with this on their shirts, all blinged out, and
it's just like, huh?
Yeah.
And like again, the father said, "My people perish."
Yeah.
For lack of knowledge, you are like, I mean, man, how you gonna answer to Jesus' name? You up there because. You kept speaking this particular thing over your life, and you wanted to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't this going the way that I, you know, wanted to go? But you're constantly speaking the, you know, giving the enemy the authority
mm-hmm.
to destroy and kill whatever it is, you know, you're speaking that over. I think that it just covers when you say, it gives them full access, I think.
Well, it does, because they perform. The words that you speak,
mm-hmm.
they will perform, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes.
They're going to perform,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, we're not just here to, like, bash people
no.
and all that, but we just want to bring awareness
mm-hmm.
to that and for people to know really what you're saying and then to know the difference,
yeah.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure that everyone that's using that,
mm-hmm.
even if it's in the informal, you're not really meaning it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just running rampant
yeah.
in the land today.
Yeah.
And we have to be, you know, when the Lord puts this on us to say, hey, you know, just put it out there, bring awareness to it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be obedient and do
yeah.
that. You know, we can't not touch on things that are touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, we have to touch
on
that.
I don't mean it like that. I don't
yeah.
mean it, but, sweetie. You can't change the definition
yeah.
of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and my thing is, if it's, go to the word, find out for yourself what it means.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my thing is, what we're doing is lining it up to what it is, the understanding and the knowledge that we receive from the word,
yes.
which is true, yay and amen,
that's
it's
right.
done.
That's right.
So my thing is, you know, that's where we got our truth.
Yeah.
That's, and my thing is what you do with that, you know, I pray that you catch it,
mm-hmm.
you catch the revelation behind it, you have an understanding of the power that you have in this earth realm, that it can change everything by the words
right.
that you speak.
That's right.
And what you, the same authority, like I said, we talk about coming together and touching and agreeing
mm-hmm.
and putting
mm-hmm.
1,000 to fly
right. right.
or two puts 10,000.
Right.
So you have a choice to either have the good working on your behalf or the bad.
That's
what's
right.
what's your choice? Why would you just like to speak that? Like I said, we don't have, like I said, heaven or hell to give you, but we
yeah.
have an understanding that we, you know, I believe as well that God wants to have.
To like we were reading over the last couple of weeks, where the word says that it is our reasonable service
yeah.
to bring awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord has given us a platform to do that, you know. And of course, we've had some incredible topics, you know, throughout our, you know, place of elevation here in our on our radio show. But we have to talk about things that are
controversial,
yeah. you know, and not
mm-hmm.
so pleasant at all. But I tell you, the confirmation on us being able to come today in this manner was our incredible experience this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, just being under the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, and knowing that God is standing before you and he is really in the room. You know, that's an incredible, tenacious place to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that is when you are being slain, in the spirit, and it gives us reference. We're going to break a few of the references down. We were talking earlier, I don't know if you guys caught that in the beginning, about the very first person that was slain in the spirit, which was Adam, and that's in Genesis 2 and 21, where it says, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof." So, Adam, I'm sure, was minding his own business. Now, he would have those great talks with the Lord in the cool of the day. It doesn't mention what time of day, night, or anything. It just says that the Lord caused a deep sleep. Whether it's, you know, some people really do get slain deeply, and
yes.
some get slain lightly, and some, okay. I remember this was some time ago that my, I don't know if he even remembers this, but I'm going to talk to him about it later. Okay. My nephew, Jason, this was about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was so amazing. I remember him coming to a service with me, mm-hmm. and he was under the depth of the Holy Spirit, and he didn't, like, really get slain, fall slain, but he was slain in the elevation,
okay.
and he danced till church was over. And
so many,
okay,
it
is.
I mean, it's flame as well. That the dancing, there is. I've experienced the laughing.
Yeah.
The weeping.
Yes.
The where you know it's like all the way through. You
it
can't
is.
Even control it. It you just release.
Yeah.
Thank God, you know, like oh, like I have. What?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You know, but I remember that, and I mean, we had to wait until the dance was over. Okay, church is out, church is over, and we had to wait, and that was just so amazing to me. You know, and when you have people that have had those encounters,
mm-hmm.
that's and please believe me, the enemy is coming.
Right,
and he's going to try to persuade you that was not God. You looked ridiculous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Here he comes with a big bag of lies. Okay. And trying to make you feel some way different
mm-hmm.
than what you really experienced that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's, like you were saying earlier, he's only here to kill, steal.
Yeah.
He will rob you
yeah.
of that encounter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And that doubt and unbelief kicks in, he got you.
Yeah.
And even though, like, so sometimes, you know, he whispering you, and, you know, like, you have to say, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to receive what God has for me, WLI, I receive that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's just amazing, though, to see that, you know, and that's not anything to take lightly at all, to see that. But that was the most amazing, tangible atmosphere this weekend that we all experienced. And the great thing about it is I didn't have to come back and tell you about it.
Right.
You were there, and we had that encounter together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so, that meant a lot to me. For us to be able to all be able to elevate
yeah.
in that place because of the true call for such a time as this,
yeah.
for each and every one of
yeah.
us, how the Lord is going to use us and how we were teaching last week. I'm getting kind of thrown off. It could have been the week before, y'all. Don't go over there for that one. Okay, we were talking about the members of the body. Remember, and how we're all members,
yes.
you know, like
yes.
one is the head, one is the feet, mm-hmm. one is the leg,
yes.
one is the toe, we're talking about the toe and the eye, remember? Yes, so, you know, and I just think, and I see that happening between, you know, us sisters, you know,
mm-hmm.
how we're all, the Lord is using all of us in a different way, but when we come together, we're going up together in
yeah.
the Lord. It's just so amazing
it
to
really
see that
is.
And to be effective
it's
in that.
Such a blessing.
It is,
oh
you know. And I just have to send my shouts out to Kimberly Center, the home of True Balance Therapeutic Massage today. Kim was out of town this week. Kimberly, we missed you this weekend, big time. But I hope to see you today. I hope you will be on the complex today for me to see you. And we also want to send our shouts out to Miss Vivica Giles. Today is her last day of school. So I know she is right dancing in the classroom right now. She's so excited for her vacation to start. Her and her teacher, Sabrina Cannon. They are just so excited about today,
yeah.
you know. But I'm sure, I am so sure that after a full year you know, of teaching and doing the things you do and all these different personalities that you have to deal with these kids. And even though you have a passion for that, a lot of other stuff comes in. So we just want to lift up all the teachers today and say, hey, have the greatest summer you can have, you know, and get all the rest you can get. Because teaching, it's an amazing thing, and we thank God for our teachers, but just to have those, you know, those year round, you know, they get a few little breaks, Christmas and all that, but nothing is like the summers, you know, that they get to have to enjoy them. So God be the glory.
Yes.
So we're going to go to commercial.
Yes, indeed.
And we're going to listen to Asaba and her Sweet Escape, and we'll be back. To just continue where we left off, and it's just an amazing day here in Tantito, Texas. It is so beautiful outside today. We've kind of been experiencing a lot of rain, which is amazing. We need this. Yeah, because we're going to be asking the Lord above, Father, can you let it rain?
Yeah.
Okay. Here in about a couple of weeks. Yes. But I was telling the ladies the other day, one thing I noticed about when the storms come, after the storms leave, I mean, it's just so amazingly beautiful. Calm, green, flowers. It's just awesome. So just be encouraged in your storm today that the word this week from Pastor Jackie was that prosperity is in the battle.
Yeah.
Okay? And it really is. It's like being in the eye of a tornado. You know, that's the calmest place in the storm. Even though it's tearing up everything around you, picking up stuff, throwing it out. But in the eye of the storm, that's it right there. You can see really clear. And then when everything settles, it's just the most amazing, beautiful day. You know, so just be encouraged in that. I don't know where that came from. We want to put that out there. So the next scripture we want to go to of an experience of being slain was in Matthew 28, and that is Matthew 28:2-4, and it reads, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set up on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment, which was his clothing, were white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers, which were the guards, did shake and became as dead men." Wow. Which, this word here is saying that the presence of the Lord in the first portion in 2 was so amazing till the earth shook. Now, can you imagine? So, I'm just saying, and that's not the only time in scripture that he's done that, but that was one of the most powerful times that when he came, the first thing happened was the earth shook. And, I mean, if I'm sitting here today and the earth shake, it was, and it says here it was an earthquake. And that's amazing, you know, but his intent and his purpose was behind that he sent the angel, which was, his countenance was like lightning. And his raiment, which his clothes was white as snow. So he was piercing even, just his countenance was piercing, his clothes was piercing to the eye, you know. And then for him to come, and then the keepers, they did see him. And when they saw him, they were consumed. They were slain in the spirit. They were like dead men. They just fell. They didn't die.
No.
It says they were like dead men. And that happened to us this weekend.
It did.
And you're like, you know, place 1 minute, and the next minute you're on the ground.
Yes, yes.
And you're like,
what
you come, and you don't remember, you remember the before, and you remember the after, but you don't remember that dead place.
Yeah.
But it's really not dead. They were like, that like dead place. It's like you just fallen and you're slain in the spirit, and you're just like, what in the world just happened? You know, and then you really know what happened, but it's just amazing. It's undescribable.
Yeah, it really is. I hope that whole thing, because, you know, I'm just saying what it is.
Okay, come on.
So, you know, when we were, the process was going, you know, Pastor Jackie was ministering to the congregation, and I was standing next to a lady. You know, my whole thing is like I'm there to be of assistance, whatever, you know, to help, whatever that is. So as she was being prayed and hand laid on, and we were like, okay. And so she was playing. So I'm like, okay, that's all good. So we're walking around and getting ready to take our seats and whatnot, but got called back up.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, that's okay. So, and you figure, I don't know, my mind was not where, okay, you know, you want to go up, you hold your composure, you don't, you know, you're good. So, she spoke a word, and I'm like, okay. So, I remember being anointed with oil, she touched the palms of my hands and my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to me, and she whispered in my ear, and that's all I remember. Then I was like, oh my goodness, I came to myself, and I'm like, I'm on the ground.
Okay. So amazing.
And then I looked to my right, and my mom was prostate. She was gone, just out of there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, okay.
Well, but the whole charge.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
This is an amazing move. Oh,
yeah.
God. I, you know, my first, like we were talking about earlier, my first encounter of being in the presence was my first encounter with an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I seen him, I mean, at first, to look at him, it almost mesmerizes you,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, I'm looking at this individual. I mean, the skin was bronzy. He had, like, white hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, and at that time I was ministering, we were having tracked up. So we were ministering to people, and he said to me, it is a beautiful day to do that, or you know, something like that. And I'm looking at him like, yes it is, because I couldn't even hardly find the words to even say. So what I did, I'm looking at him almost, and I blinked my eyes, and I mean a blink.
Wow.
And I could not, he was gone. So I'm looking all around in the park because there's no way you would at least see the individual walking away, right? It was just a blink. So I'm looking around, oh my goodness, oh my, and then it hit me. I mean, that was an angel. That's what that experience was. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So that brought that experience back to me when I was like, oh my goodness, I blinked, and
in
a blink,
and
he was gone.
But you had that visitation.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And how it says that here, that they, you know, the angel came and sat on the stone. He came, but when he came, his countenance was so majestic till, I mean, they just fell.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that it just is, you know, to really know what slain versus slay means, you know, and knowing the difference, you know. So also it says in, I believe here, Acts 9, that's 3-4. I think I saved this place in Acts, but this is where it talks about Paul. And this is when he had his road to Damascus experience. He was the type of person. He was just something else. He was Saul at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. But even sometimes, even when he had experience, everything changed. His name changed.
Yes.
His count. Everything
oh,
changed
Jesus.
About him when he was slain in the spirit and knocked off the horse.
Yeah.
And he was also blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And then at that very moment, he knew that who he was in the presence of.
Yes.
Now, this was the man that was the Christian slayer.
Yes.
He was a slayer.
Yes. He was thinking, I'm doing this for the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm getting all of them.
Yes.
And it's like,
he was a slayer. He mutilated Christians.
Yes.
And then he became slain. Now, he is a perfect example as a slayer and became slain. And he began to slay people. After he slays them, to kill them.
Oh my goodness.
He had the power and authority after his experience and encounter to slay.
Yes.
He went from slayed to slain. And he was able to be able to really flame people in the spirit after that.
Yes.
He is one of my most incredible authors.
Yes.
Persons of, because one thing about Paul, when he became Paul, when he had that Holy Spirit encounter, he encountered every day. The Holy Spirit was his teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It taught him everything, and for him to teach, he became, it was just, that's amazing. To be a slayer,
mm-hmm.
and then to get slain, and then be totally changed.
Yes.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? And then, not only after that, he became on the run. Remember,
yes.
because people were trying to slay him.
Yes.
You know, because,
wow.
now that's deep right there.
Wow.
That's amazing. Just Paul himself. But I just tell you, this is, you know, guys, we're going to have a part two.
Yeah.
Okay. Of this teaching, it's so amazing because even at that moment, everyone I see in the natural and in the supernatural, when you are slain in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
you have that counter to where you fall to the ground.
In your life will never be the same.
Absolutely. Because I remember last week when, it was Saturday evening when we were, you know, just seeking the Lord for our topic for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it, remember? We had it. I was like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
But after we were slain in the spirit, we could not remember it.
Right.
And I said, that's not it. Maybe for another time.
Yes.
But not for right now. Lord said, this is what we're going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
this brand new encounter.
Yes.
And we really want people to know the difference.
Yes.
And we want to bring awareness
mm-hmm.
to the body of Christ
mm-hmm.
and just to the world today. Not that people don't know, but if you didn't know, now you know.
Yes.
And you know the difference, and we have to walk it out.
That's
you
right.
know. But we're going to, like, try to conclude this teaching, and we'll come back into the meat of the scriptures next week. And when we come back from this commercial, we will go over our mansion calendar and let everyone know what's happening during the month of June. June 1st is Wednesday, Friday, right?
Yeah,
what day
is
it? It's Wednesday. What's
today?
Tuesday? Oh, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
June the 1st.
Yeah.
I'm so excited because we have been in existence here at the mansion on Park Row on tomorrow for a total of 3 years. Well, we came to possess the land, and the Lord is elevating us to a place to where in the next countdown, we will be purchasing the land. So I'm just going to put that out there for the enemy, so get back, because, you know, we're on assignment for the kingdom. Yeah, so we just thank the Lord for that. But we'll roll to commercial and listen to Unexpected by Osama, and we'll be right back.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
everyone, and we are just concluding our mansion calendar, and Ms. Anthony is going to kind of go through the calendar with you guys so you know what's going on here on the complex during the month of June.
Okay, good. First Friday, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
You know, we have our new wine. So,
yeah. 6:30 to 8:30.
6:30 to 8:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have so much fun.
But this month, we're not going to do it.
Because
what are we doing? Anthony?
We are doing a yard sale.
Yeah.
You guys got to come out and enjoy that. We have so much stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So if you want to participate in that, just call us and let us know.
Yeah.
And you can set up a table and whatnot. But yeah, come enjoy. We are here from 8 to 4. So come on out. It's going to be Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So yeah, come on. And
that's
going to
be amazing.
Oh my God.
And this is for people that really want to sew. This sale, you can do all proceeds, or you can do 10% of your proceeds, 20%, 50%,
mm-hmm.
however, are going to go to an amazing project at the Kings Haven Worship Center in Fort Worth, Texas. And we are just kind of raising money to help these people get to a place called there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of them people. We thank God for that. This is an amazing ministry. The ground is very fertile here. And, you know, the Lord will bless as you bless. So we want to just put that in there. So what's going on the third Friday?
Second Friday is fashion and cocktails. Cocktails and fashion.
Yeah.
Come on out. You know how we do. We really come and shop, you know, sip, enjoy, fellowship, network. They're going to have a ball as we usually do.
Yeah.
So come out and enjoy some fashion and just fellowship with the ladies here. And so fourth Friday, we have our Mansions Cater. Is it the fourth?
I think, yeah, it is the fourth Friday, so they will be out in the month of June on the fourth Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out and enjoy some of the Mansions cuisine.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have to come out and support that. We just would love, I mean, come out. Just enjoy that. And the fellowship of that as well.
Yeah.
And supporting our Mansions Cater.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I mean, she can throw down y'all.
She can throw it out.
Yeah,
so yeah.
Come on,
RV's Catering. RV's Catering.
Creole Cuisine.
Yes.
So, basically, as I said, come on out. We will not have the new wine this Friday because of the yard sale.
Yes.
But, you know, but let's do this.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, let's help those, you know, the new.
Yeah.
The
King
Catering.
Yeah.
King
yeah.
So it's so wonderful to have ground,
fertile
ground to plant seeds.
Yeah. Make it room for the saints of God, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just so excited about all of this and everything that the Lord has in store for everyone in this season, you know. So we just thank God for you. And once again, we're located at the Mansions on Park Row at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Panteo, Texas. 76013 is our zip code. So be encouraged this week as you just kind of go about your daily. You know, we want to acknowledge the Lord for touching us every day with his finger of love, giving us another opportunity to be who we're called to be and to be the best ones that we can be in the land today. So be encouraged, everyone. And we're going to kind of, well, I don't even think we have no time to sell out.
Y'all.
We love you guys, and we will see you next week for part two of the difference between being slain and being slaved. Okay? See y'all next week.